Hey there. Welcome back to another episode of Atomic Radio Hour. I'm your host, Vince, and I'm also here with...
your Midnight Marauder, Declan.
Welcome back, everybody. This week's episode, we're going to do what we normally do, and that's talk a lot. But first, we'd like to dive into the lore. Now, this week's lore is all about raiders. And Declan, what do you know about the raiders? As a whole, as a people, as a culture...
Well, I feel like raiders have many cultures, but the one thing that is true is that they love to make people fucking miserable.
Yeah, they have really, really good interior design.
Decent fashion sense.
Yeah. I mean, any house that I walk into that has a corpse hanging from hooks.
See, I really like what they do with the modern art with blood.
Mm.
I think it's exquisite.
Mm. You see a lot of, you really understand the pre-war
influence.
You see it.
Of course.
You see it. You really do. It's something it's an acquired taste. But once it's acquired, it's a taste that, it's unique. It's special.
Appreciated.
It's appreciated.
You know what? I appreciate it.
I appreciate the fuck out of it.
I especially appreciate their creativity with pipes and planks of wood to make murder weapons.
And just nails. Just nails everywhere. Don't know where the nail goes? Put it there. Put it right there. Put it anywhere. Yeah. Nail on the handle? Sure, it's a grip now.
Gunpowder. Pipe. That's a gun.
I wonder how that fucking conversation started.
Like, hey, let's take this gunpowder and put it in pipe.
Okay.
Boom.
Like,
gun.
All I could imagine is there was like a pipe and a ball peen hammer and a bullet. And just ting! And like they evolved from that.
Yeah.
I mean, if you really think about it, 200 years is not that much time to backwards engineer a gun.
Oh, yeah, especially with the amount of guns in America. So, tell me about these 200-year-later gun blood people.
Most raiders will focus on small towns and caravans, mostly. They're not going to just fucking walk into Megaton or Rivet City and be like, "Hatcha, give me all your shit." Even though they're not smart, they're smarter than that. A majority of the raiders that we know about only start in the late 2100s, because that's when the first game takes place.
You know what? That is a limiting factor.
Yeah. So the first like three big groups in the 2160s all came out of Vault 15.
Okay. Vault 15, that's a Fallout 1 vault?
1 and 2.
1 and 2.
We have the Jackals, the Vipers, and the original Khans. Just the Khans.
Not the Great Khans.
Not the new Khans, not the Great Khans. We'll get into both of those later.
They have yet to become great.
The Jackals are brutal, ruthless, and their only goal is just to survive.
Which is a noble goal. Most people are trying to hand at that nowadays.
Yeah, in the state that we live in the world that we live in.
Absolutely.
Yeah. The Vipers are only really going to attack if they know they're going
to
win.
That's smart, though. To be able to know your enemy and know how to place your odds, that takes some real leadership.
Yeah, but you gotta risk it for the biscuit.
Yeah, but your risk has to be calculated, even if you're bad at math.
The Vipers follow an ancient religion.
Oh, yes?
I couldn't really find anything on that, just that they followed an ancient religion. They mostly work at night, and they prefer stealth over strength, and their preferred weapon is a bone carved into a knife, dipped into snake venom.
That's pretty metal.
Yeah.
I really like that.
Yeah, I thought that was cool as shit when I read that, and I think that should definitely be a weapon in a future game. A knife that's made out of bone? I can't believe that's not, like...
Could you get that in the first?
I don't know.
I feel like it would make sense if you're fighting the Vipers that you'd be able to get that weapon.
You'd think so.
Yeah.
Now, I could be wrong, but I don't think the Jackals and the Vipers show up in Fallout 1.
No?
They're talked about, but I don't think they ever show up.
They're just kind of this, like, bad guy, evil force that's mentioned?
Yeah, like Gillian Darkwater of Junktown talks about them, I remember, in the little bit of Fallout 1 that I played, but I don't remember them showing up. I know the Khans are in it.
Yeah.
And the Khans are who we're going to talk about next.
Woohoo!
They're dangerous and they're resourceful. They live like Mongol warriors.
Is their name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever they can't take, they burn. And if they have to, they take in slaves. They travel in either small packs or full-on war parties. They respect strength over anything. And they love chems.
So they're not subversive like the Vipers.
No.
The exact opposite.
Yeah, they're more like...
They're the loud root instead of the stealth root.
Yeah. And their leader is Garl Deathhand, who captures Tandy.
Garl Deathhand?
Yeah, how fucking cool is that name?
That's the coolest name ever. If my last name was Deathhand, I would be ruling over some small city.
Your fucking name could be Maurice, But if your last name was Deathhand...
Yeah, you've got something going for you.
Yeah. Garl Deathhand captures Tandy. The Vault Dweller kills him and all of the Khans, except for a guy named Darian. Now, that comes into play later.
Yes.
Now, by the 2240s, there's the Bishop Mercs. Now, I'm not, like I said, not super up to date with all of the first two Fallouts. I've played a little bit of each. The Bishop Mercs operate out of a cave north of the Broken Hills. They're not true raiders, they're mercs.
Alright, so a little bit more kind of gunners, Fallout 4. I consider them more murky than raidery.
Yeah. Yeah. Because gunners more have like an objective and a mission.
Yeah.
Where raiders were just killed to kill. They were employed by the Bishop family, and they were given guns by the NCR. They posed as raiders to pressure Vault City to be annexed by the NCR. So the NCR gave them weapons so they can go there to Vault City and be like, we're a bunch of fucks. And then the NCR...
Really?
Yeah, the NCR was just kind of like, hey, why don't you let us take control?
Wow.
Isn't that fucked?
They did exactly that in New Vegas with Prim. It's the exact same play. Hey, go in there with a gun. Take out the rowdy people and then let us take control. Walking in the Mojave yep. makes me wish it was a fucking nuclear winter.
Yeah, I'd even put that together.
Yeah.
You know what? Prim, I felt like, was such a waste. I remember going to Prim and talking to the con and being like, just fucking, where's Benny? Like, yeah. I don't remember being like...
I like Prim, but I feel like there should have been like 7 to 10 more buildings.
Yeah. Well, if they couldn't get it, they burned it.
Yeah.
The new cons is led by Darian. He's extra paranoid and he's filled with guilt because of the massacre of all of the cons.
A la you.
From the first game.
Yes.
Now Tandy, who they capture in the first one, goes on to be the president of the NCR.
Of course.
The first president of the NCR. She's actually on the NCR dollar.
Yeah.
If you look in New Vegas. And he just kind of sticks to... Darian just kind of stays within Vault 15. And just kind of...
rules from within.
Yeah, and they only really focus on caravanners.
So they take the easy scores during
kind
his
of,
rule.
But they're extra, extra hostile towards the NCR. If the NCR comes around, they go right at... Like, they don't fuck around with them.
Yeah, it's shoot to kill.
Now, this next group, I kind of was like, what the fuck? The Yakuza?
The Yakuza?
Yeah. I think it's a random encounter that you can find the Yakuza. And when you find them, they look like regular raiders. They just have samurai swords.
And we can all get behind a raider with a samurai sword.
Oh, hell yeah. 2277, the events of Fallout 3 start taking place.
The Beloved.
My Beloved. The raiders are chem-addicted, ruthless, lawless killers. Most, if not all of them, come out of Evergreen Mills.
Okay. I like Evergreen Mills
in
as
the
a
DC
location.
Area,
yeah.
Yeah. Of course, you don't have to come out of a certain area to be a raider.
You just have to be a semi-bad person.
Yeah. It's mostly just like that's where they meet. Like, that's like, what is it called? The Pirate Island. Libertalia? Like, not
yeah.
Fallout 4 Libertalia. Libertalia, like, the safe haven for pirates in, like, the 1600s.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
That. Now, I wouldn't necessarily consider them raiders, but I put it on here because they're fucked up. Slavers.
Slavers, I would say, are a more sophisticated brand of raider.
So, within the DC area, Paradise Falls, pre-war, was a massive strip mall. Like an outlet mall, kind of?
That's something I would have liked to see more of. I think it was by limitation of the engine that they couldn't have as very big of a mall. But I would have loved to see this huge shopping center.
Like a food court?
Yeah. Like a stereotypical zombie movie shopping center. That would
be
so cool.
That would be fucking
awesome. You'd
have
the feral ghouls jumping from the second level.
Well, that's what I think 76 is going to do. I think 76 is going to really... Because they said it's 4 times the size of Fallout 4's map.
So there has to be a shopping mall.
Well, not even that... Oh my god, imagine how big it's going to be.
Yeah.
But not even that it's going to be a shopping mall, but just the fact that they can make things way more detailed.
They could have fun in a big world. But slavers.
Yeah, slavers. They all come from Paradise Falls, and most of them come from Paradise Falls. And they're led by Eulogy Jones. I love Eulogy Jones. I love that he's like a swinger and he's got like the zoot suit on and shit.
And the heart bed.
Yeah, just fucking...
He's a cool cat, but he's a bad guy.
Yeah. But slaves in this universe have nothing to do with race.
Yeah. Which, it's just kind of deprived and people that just get picked up off the side of the road.
Like, you can make Tenpenny a slave.
Yeah.
You can make anybody in the game a slave. I think maybe not your dad? I kind of want to try that now. Slaves are pretty much used for free labor.
As per their definition.
So, slavers, I would classify a slaver as someone who would be murderous, who would be lawless, who would be ruthless, who would just kind of fuck shit up for the sake of fucking shit up.
See, slavers are more of a lawful evil, where general raiders are a chaotic evil.
Yes. Yes. I agree. Now, if you take a slaver and a raider and you put them together, what you'd get probably would be a pit raider.
Okay, yeah.
So, pit raiders, the pit being the pre-war city of Pittsburgh, 20 years before the events of Fallout 3 takes place, Elder Owen Lyons does the Scourge as they're trying to kind of clean things up and move forward through Pittsburgh. A massive explosion happens while they're trying to move through, and one of the members of the Brotherhood gets left behind. His name is Ishmael Asher, which is a fucking cool-ass, like, Book that of Eli name.
Awesome name, yeah. That's the main character of their own side story.
Yeah. But a lot of the people in the pit refer to him as Lord Asher. He unites a ton of scavers together, and people look up to him like a god. Pit raiders are way more ruthless and have one hell of a work ethic in the sense that they use slaves and slavery to get a lot of their work done, and they use them for entertainment. They have the whole pit that you fight in the pit.
Yeah, of course.
But they are the number one importer of slaves from Paradise Falls.
I mean, they must not have that great of a work ethic if they make you get all of the iron bars.
The ingots.
Yeah.
Yeah. How many times have you done that?
I've gotten them all. Every time I go to the pit, I get them all.
I remember talking to you as you did it once on Skype, back in the day when you still use Skype.
Yeah.
And I was just like, yeah,
dude. Discord was a twinkle in our eye.
Yeah. Remember Whitacombe?
Yeah.
I remember he messaged me when he first played Fallout 3 for the first time. Or maybe he popped up on my Steam that he was playing.
Yeah.
And I remember messaging him and going, if you have any questions whatsoever, if you want to know anything about the game, you want to talk about it.
I know everything.
Come to me. I'll be more than happy to help you. Shout out to Whitacombe. Come on the podcast.
Yeah.
So, 2281, the events of New Vegas are taking place. And there are the Jackals, the Vipers, the Great Khans, are the three big from the original, are still kind of all around. But we also have the Scorpions, the Greasers, and the Fiends that show up.
Can I propose something?
Sure.
The Legion is very Raider adjacent.
I was going to put the Legion on, but I think the Legion are too disciplined and organized.
Yeah, I'll give you that. And plus, the Legion versus NCR is totally its own episode.
Definitely, definitely. But also, the Raiders, like Raiders in general, are more excess, more vice. Where the Legion is, with hard work comes more hard work.
Yeah.
So the Great Khans are a lot like the OG Khans, but like way more chilled out. They're not going to attack on sight. They're more welcoming to new people, but it's kind of like a whole new kind of philosophy. They still make a ton of chems. That's like their number one thing is drugs. But they're more welcoming of new people. Now, you played a lot more New Vegas than I did.
I did.
Do you remember the Greasers?
The Greasers... I'm trying to think. Are you talking about, like the Greasers of Freeside?
I think they're in Freeside, but I don't know if they're called, like, the Greaside Freesers. I think they're just referred to as the Greasers.
Yeah, I, like, vaguely remember them being some kind of negative force in Freeside.
They're four people.
Yeah. But I don't know. I wouldn't really call them raiders. I would call them people with bad attitude and guns.
Well... I always go to the wiki to research while I kind of like write down what I remember.
Yeah.
And it listed them as a New Vegas Raider.
Huh.
And there's four of them. Three of them are generic that just say greasers. And one is Greasy Johnny.
Greasy Johnny.
That's the entire wiki page.
Huh.
I didn't remember it. I thought that was really funny, so I threw it on. Because they're fucking pointless.
What about the women? The knife women.
The old ladies?
Yeah.
The grandmas?
Yeah.
That's the Wasteland perk. If you have the mysterious Wasteland.
That's Wild Wasteland?
Yeah.
Really?
If you walk down the one alleyway, just grandmas beat the shit out of you. They have dresses. I didn't know
that was Wild Wasteland.
They have dresses.
Yeah.
You can give a dress to Veronica. Why have I never done that? Holy shit. I gotta try that.
Take that granny dress.
Yeah.
Give it to your girlfriend.
What do you know about the scorpions?
Nothing.
Yeah, again, I don't really remember ever running into them. They look like regular merc. Like, they have that Waster merc gear from 3.
Are the scorpions the ones run by Motor Runner?
No, Motor Runner's the Fiends.
That's the Fiends. Yeah, it's the Fiends. I like the Fiends. I remember interacting with them.
They're
the
coming
Fiends
up
a
next. Lot.
Cool.
The scorpions are a shitty little group of chem peddlers. Oh. They have at most an automatic 10mm. They're not a threat.
I vaguely remember there being some vipers some scorpions in the NCR prison.
Really?
Yeah. I forget which group held the prison if you choose to liberate it.
Wasn't it the Powder Gangers?
That was the Powder Gangers. I am a wrong person.
Are Powder Gangers raiders? They seem too organized. They seem too organized. Like, I think the whole theme of a raider is...
chaos.
There's no... yeah, there's no leader, but there is. Like Asher is the pit raider leader. But
they each individually are too chaotic to be as organized. Powder Gangers have a clear hierarchy of operation.
Where with a raider gang, it's this guy's in charge, everyone else shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Now, the Fiends, hostile to everyone except for the Great Khans.
Because drugs.
Yeah. And I think it's like a weird mutual respect thing.
You're just as evil as us. Well, you're good.
Well, I mean, what is evil in the Wasteland? You know, is it wrong of you to steal a loaf of bread if it's for your starving family?
Yeah, I mean, I guess I should reword it to be like...
I'm not trying to make you seem like the bad guy,
Your interests
sorry.
Align with ours.
Okay.
Yeah.
They use Vault 3 as their base. Here's something interesting to call back to our Vault episode. Vault 3 was supposed to stay shut for 20 years. 20 years went by and they said, fuck it, we want to stay in here. It stood closed for 200 years... And then all of a sudden, their water started leaking. Like, they had to get a water jet.
Like, it actually malfunctioned.
Yeah. And they had to leave the vault. And they had to start trading for supplies and shit. The Fiends caught wind of this, went in there, and slaughtered everybody. And then used it as their base.
Nice.
Yeah. They had, also, I have in my notes that Vault 3 had no security set up. Because they never planned to leave. They never thought, like... they'd have to do anything. Also, yeah. Fun fact that I learned today. On the PA system in Vault 101, it says that Earth will not be inhabitable until 2377. That's 300 years.
Yeah.
Where do you think the world's going to be in 300 years? Like, after the bombs drop?
I don't know. Are you talking, like, realistically or Fallout logic-y?
Fallout logic.
Fallout logic? I don't know. I just guess at that point, anything that would have... there would have been some new society that had taken foothold that the people of 101 would have been able to integrate into should they...
101 was never supposed to open.
I know. Should they have left? There should have... after 300 years, there should have been enough current events to happen to give way to a prime... like a prime directive. Like, for example, everything would have been liberated by the Brotherhood. Or another example, there was a famine or plague and no one outside exists. So at that point, I feel like that was a decent recommendation for a point, a new zero. Like, this is where you start over.
Did you watch that Austin Horgan video?
I did.
Austin Horgan, please come on the podcast.
Oh my god. The science is so amazing.
He was saying that arguably in the video, it's called "Is Fall Out a Paradise."
Yes.
I think it's on it's on Game Theorist channel.
Shoddy Cast, I think.
I think it's Game Theorist channel.
I swear it's on Shoddy Cast. So
what he's pretty much saying in the video is that, like, this universe that the game takes place in is the best case scenario.
Yeah.
That's nuts to think about. That, like people in vaults are the best case scenario.
Like, please go watch the video. It's fantastic. It's well researched. It's production value up to here. I'm raising my hand above my head.
This yeah, no, I can medium. See, but they can't.
It's fantastic. But based on his research, this is the best timeline.
And the one thing that struck me is he says in the video, this is the best timeline for the people who got into vaults that weren't experiments.
Yes. So a very small group of people.
Out of 122 vaults, 12 were not experiments.
So, say we're doing unrealistic estimates here. Each vault was equipped to
hold up to 1,000 people.
1,000 people. Most of them were hot bunked to 2,000.
Yes. So they could be. They could be.
They could be hot bunked to 2,000.
So, and a lot of people didn't go when the bombs dropped because they thought it was another drill.
So then let's not talk.
Let's
about
say 100 people got in. Per 1,200 vault. People in the U.S.
So 1,200 to 10,000.
You're being way more generous than I was going
to. Yeah,
be.
Trying to be generous.
Sure. So okay, let's just say fuck it. Let's just say 5,000 people.
Sure.
Let's say 5,000 people out of the continental U.S. How many people are in the U.S. right now?
Right now?
Yeah.
Like census data, millions.
You know how many people are in
Maybe
California?
Maybe even a billion.
You know how many people are in California? You know how many people are in New York? I think it's like 44 million in New York.
I thought it was like 12.
That might be Manhattan.
Yes.
Australia has 22 million people in it.
Yeah. Those people would have died.
California has more people in it than Australia. And Australia, apparently, I heard this on a podcast, is so big that people put like extra gas tanks around their car because they know they're going to drive 200-300 miles and not see a gas station
for miles.
Like, that's insane. But what I'm getting at is, if this is the best case scenario, let's say everybody's wiped out. No raiders, no people left over, no people who turn into ghouls, just everything is wiped out. 5,000 people. Now imagine you get, for some weird happenstance...
And Switzerland.
Yes, and Switzerland. He says in the video, you know what, Austin, shout out to you. Why don't you come on the podcast? And you
please.
Know what? We're doing a pretty decent job plugging you.
Retweet us, please.
Help a brother out.
Heart emoji.
He says in the video that Switzerland has enough resources right now to save all of their people.
Yes.
Let's say the U.S. of 5,000 people and all of Switzerland, right? Let's just take Switzerland out of it. Let's take Switzerland completely out of it. Because as far as we know, the farthest we know that anything is even going on is Mexico, parts of Mexico, and parts of Canada.
Yes.
We have no clue of anything else in the world.
True.
Of fallout.
Right.
5,000 people. That's it. Survive. Let's just say from some weird happenstance, nobody with red hair gets to go in the vault. Is red hair extinct?
Yes.
Like, well, you know what I mean?
Yes and no. Depending on how the, like, genomes of everyone that still exists, if it's like a recessive trait, there's a small chance it could come, that could still be a thing.
But like blue eyes, right? Blue eyes are a mutation.
Yes.
And everybody with blue eyes can be tracked down to one ancestor like 4,000 years ago or something.
Say, for instance.
I don't know the exact number, but you can track down your ancestor that had blue eyes all the way back. Okay. Let's just say everybody that goes in had brown eyes. Blue eyes are gone.
Yeah.
And then, like, the cons, the vipers and the jackals all come out of Vault 15. And once you leave the vault, there's no more education. So the next generation, arguably, is going to be stupider.
By, like, statistic, we would say.
Yeah. Yeah. So the first person born with red hair is either going to be killed at birth or praised as a god. Because they're all it's all tribal now. Like, wow. even the Vault Dweller from Fallout 1 goes on to make his own tribe. Yeah. And they're all, like, tribal, like, dirt-digging, fucking, just dirty fucking people.
What's that settlement called? I forget.
Don't do this to me.
It's not Shady Sands.
No, Shady Sands is MCR. Way before that.
Yeah.
The people that didn't go and make the Vipers, the Jackals, and the Khans made Shady Sands.
Yeah, that's the base of the MCR.
Yes.
Try to think of that.
Just to wrap up the Fiends real quick before we got on this tangent. The Fiends, all of them, most of them, if not all of them, are mentally unstable drug addicts with guns.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
The best combination, right?
Yeah. The only real goal they actually have is violence and anarchy. They'll rape and they'll pillage all day long and they don't give a fuck. So by 2287, the events of Fallout 4 start to happen, and there's raiders. And I'm not explaining to you what a raider is again. I've done it like 4 times already.
Of course.
But there is the Forged. Do you remember the Forged?
I don't.
It's where you get the shish kebab.
I don't think I got it in Fallout 4.
No?
No.
They have a bobblehead there. I want to say it's energy weapons. If it's not energy weapons, it might be agility. But they are a small group of raiders led by a man named Slag. And he's a total fucking just sociopath. And he wears a big suit of power armor. You don't remember this?
No, not at all.
He's at the Saugus? S-A-U-G-U-S?
No, not ringing a bell.
We're at the Saugus? How do you pronounce that? S-A-U-G-U-S.
S-A-U-G-U-S? That Saugus, I guess, is my best
bet. They're at the Saugus Ironworks.
Oh, okay.
And they attack on site.
Yeah, the Ironworks, yeah. There's a bobblehead there?
There's a bobblehead there. At that big pit of molten shit behind it.
Huh.
Yeah.
Pit of molten shit.
Yeah. Me after Taco Bell. You can actually see, you can see it when you talk to him.
What about, like, the Corvega plant? Are they a different strain?
Those are just raiders, I think.
Raiders TM?
Yeah, I didn't see anything like...
They're not a special...
They have a leader. Like, it's a small group of raiders that have a leader, but it's the same thing with the fucking... What's it called? The, where you get the paint for the green monster.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
There's a leader there. I can't think of his name, but there's a leader, and it's just miscellaneous raiders.
Yeah.
The Rust Devils. Remember the Rust Devils?
I do.
They pretty much, I don't want to say worship robots, but they really see the potential of a robot.
Yeah.
They'll use robot parts as armor. They're kind of like a ragtag, scrappy.
Are they in the base game, or do you need Automaton?
You need Automatron. You need Automatron. Yeah. Trappers? Do you remember the Trappers?
No.
They're the Far Harbor Raiders.
Now I do.
The Far Harbor Raiders, they mostly just wanted to hunt and collect pelts to sell, because they're trappers.
Wow. It's as if their name wasn't indicative of their skill.
Yeah. Most of them left the island, though, because of the fog. It either drove them to insanity, or they just had enough of it.
Yeah.
Now, the next part is, I didn't want to get too in-depth with it, because it's kind of new still. I don't want to spoil anything for anybody, but the Nuka World Raiders...
They're interesting. They're multifaceted.
There's two of them I really like, and then the one I was kind of about the whole time. But we have the Disciples, Bloodthirsty and Sadistic. Their logo is like, what the hell is that called? Tally marks?
Yeah.
It's like a tally mark, but instead it's their sword, their blade through it, which is like, what I thought was really cool was a wrench that was sharpened.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Pack, which are my favorite... Are they
the ones at the zoo, right?
Sorry,
the ones at the zoo.
Yeah, they have the hierarchy that's based on wolves. Their whole philosophy is survival of the fittest, and they peacock. You know what that means?
No.
All right, so if you see a bunch of douchey dudes at a club,
I know what you mean.
Peacocking, like they're trying to be big and flashy.
Yeah,
the Pack wears a lot of colors to kind of accentuate who they are.
Kind of like Rage.
Kind of, yeah.
New Rage, yeah.
Yeah, that whole palette is Rage.
Yeah.
They are the most brutal and ruthless raiders out of all of the Nuka World Raiders.
Oh, yeah, easily.
The Operators, they don't like to be called raiders as much as they like to be called a gang. They try to be more formal.
Yeah.
I think you'd like the Operators.
Yeah. I don't remember. I now, crucify me here. I never finished Nuka World.
Even if you never finish it, just go back and do the Cappy in a Haystack quest. I know. That is the most fulfilled I felt in any quest in all of Fallout 4.
I really need to finish it.
It's, where are you on that quest?
I don't know.
Did you find all the Cappies?
I don't think I did.
You helped me find all the Cappies.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did. I was on Discord with you, and I go, I can't find the last fucking Cappy. And you go, you want me to look it up? And I was like, look it up, but don't tell me. And you're like, oh, there's one here, and it's behind a wall. It was the one right outside the Quantum Space Station. That's like a lore-breaking area that has the XO1 quantum suit.
Oh, yeah.
You helped me find all of them.
Well, I never did it myself, then.
Fucking one of the best quests ever. One of the best quests that I think they did in modern Fallout.
Huh.
By far. It's so good. It's so good. Yeah, so the operators, they don't like being called raiders. They prefer being called a gang. They're more approachable. They're a little more reasonable.
They're trying to make it big.
Yeah, they're more like stealthy.
Yeah.
Now, other than that, that's all the raiders that we kind of have canonically. I would like to give a huge honorable mention to the Tunnel Snakes.
As everyone knows, the Tunnel Snakes do indeed rule.
It is proven by science.
And religion.
That the Tunnel Snakes do in fact rule. There was a Creation Club mod that said that when the Tunnel Snakes, after 10 years, the Tunnel Snakes kind of started moving on, Wally Mack took them to Boston. They died in Boston, but they're in Boston. So,
they're technically raiders. But
are they raiders? Are they a gang? I think they refer to themselves as a gang in-game. But still, I just thought we could throw them in there. You have any other honorable mentions real quick?
The irradiated fellows that have the radioactive guns in Fallout 4. They're kind of raidery.
The followers of Adam?
That's kind of more of like
the
a
children
cult.
Of Adam?
The children of Adam are more of a cult. Yeah, I guess you're right.
I feel like they could have been talked about more.
As I mentioned earlier, I think Caesar's Legion should have an honorable mention.
Yeah.
They follow a lot of the same, use a lot of the same tools, but under a different rule set.
Who else? I'm just trying to think of, make sure we cover all our bases. Roy Phillips.
What about him?
Him and his crew. It's like him and like three other people. You think they could be considered like a small raider group or just... No.
Not really. No. I think we kind of got most of it.
Hey, you know what? If you think we forgot any, leave them in the comments below.
Yeah, let us know what where we misstepped.
And you know what? If you want to reach out to either myself or Declan, you could find me on Twitter at all caps @THE_BOOGENS.
I don't like the spell. But you can find me at Declan_BN.
And if you want to talk to us about the show, you want to talk to us about future ideas for the show, if you have any input, any feedback of anything we've said so far or we're going to say, reach us there.
Tweet us at the show, at Atomic Radio Hour.
That too.
Using the hashtag Atomic Radio Hour hashtag.
You can do that. You can add us at on Twitter. You can add us on Facebook. And we have an Instagram. I don't know if we've used it, but I know we have it.
We have it.
We'd like to get a little bit of a discourse with the audience. Let us know what you think. We'll tell you what we think, and we can kind of go from there. But other than that, Declan, what do you want to talk about?
What I want to talk about? I want to talk about what your ideal raiding group would be. If you were to be the leader of a raiding party.
Okay.
Tell me, what do you think the name of your group would be?
Okay.
And what would your, like, main tenets and objectives and processes be?
I think mine, I would kind of, I'd base on the Native Americans and cults.
I definitely think that yours would be very culty.
I would base it more on, when I said Native Americans, in the way that they were, like, the warrior Native Americans. Like, the brutalness. Like,
yeah.
But also be fair. Also have it where you have one shot. And if you fuck it up, you're out. Like, I think I'd run a very tight ship. I'd say no chems. Definitely.
Yeah.
I would try to run, like, the gunners.
What about alcohol?
On special occasion. Don't be getting ripped every night.
Yeah.
just because that leads to more problems.
That's fair.
If we took over a big settlement or we did something, everybody can have a drink. Then we can party.
Yeah, kind of like a feast, like a hero's feast.
Yes.
All right.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I think, because I think I don't know any. It's not like there's a lot of them left over. But when I get the image of a Native American, I kind of think of these very noble, very stoic,
respectable
people.
Yeah.
They fight for what they believe in. And if we're fighting for what we believe in, then we're going to be strict, but there's also a good time to be had.
Yes.
If that makes sense. I think a lot of my philosophy with raiding would have to come down to mostly just, do I trust these people? Because you're only as strong as the weakest link.
Yeah.
So if
especially in a more chaotic shitstorm of raiding.
And it's not like there's a police force.
Yeah.
One of my underlings could kill me, and what are they going to do? Become the leader. They're not going to be put in fucking jail.
They're the king now.
Yeah. So, like, to go back to the cons, Garl Deathhand's son kills Garl. And then takes over, and then you fucking kill everybody.
Oh my god.
Yeah, so it's like, you know what I mean? Like,
why would you kill the Deathhand?
It be your own people.
I'd be upset if the only way for me to rise...
My son killed me, I'm very upset.
If the only way for me to raise through the ranks of the organization that I am a part of would be to kill somebody named Deathhand, I'd be like, damn it, that's a waste.
What's your name then, Killfoot? Like, where do you go from there? You know what I mean? I mean, it's his son, so presumably...
Maybe he would be the next Deathhand.
Yeah. Deathhands? They have to call him Mr. Hands?
Deathfinger.
Deathfinger?
It's the name of a band.
Is it really?
It should be.
That would be a really cool band.
I have a very fun idea for my rating.
Yeah, game. Okay, all right. Yeah, let me hear it.
Mine are called The Corporates.
Okay.
And it's set up like a parody of corporate America. Where I would be the CEO, and I would have like a hierarchical underlings, and there'd be different departments. Like, if you want to join my group, you got to go to Pam and HR and ask. Got to make sure you have your tax information in. And it would all be like, and I feel like that would work really well with how campy Fallout is.
Yeah.
Because you'd be just like, you'd be going through like this quest, say like, to go get something from the corporates. And you'd get to the base and someone would be like...
You had to go to floor 4?
Yeah. Like, you'd get to the base and they would be like, oh, a newbie. Make sure you go to Pamela in HR. It'd just be so funny. And, like, every time you wanted to do something, you need to do paperwork for it on, like, burnt, like, old books.
With, like, charcoal?
Yeah.
That's fucking great. You totally went a different direction. I went, like, a serious route.
And I wanted it to be really funny.
I think
that'd be so fun.
Because I didn't want to just be, like, Ron.
Yeah.
I didn't want to just be, like, oh, I'll just be Ron and have a company and people that work for me and run a caravan.
Yeah.
Do you think you'd be a caravanner?
The corporates?
No, just in general. Like, do you think you would run a caravan?
It's
very dangerous work.
It is dangerous work. I feel like if I were big enough to need to move that kind of supply, that would come after.
No. Not just a raiding group that had a caravan. I'm saying a caravan business.
I feel like it'd be fun as a theoretical, like, archetype to choose, especially for coming up with Fallout 76. I feel like that'd be a really fun role to play. I always liked being a shopkeeper when I would do dark RP on Gmod. So I feel like I'd get a little
bit
of that.
So much micromanaging. I remember trying to do that and I was like, I don't know what the fuck is going on.
Yeah, it really played to my strong suits when I played that. I feel like that'd be a very good time.
Well, I have written down in my notes, it's funny that you brought up theoretical groups because I wanted to talk about how in 76 you can pretty much make your own raiding group.
Yes, I'm into it.
I think it's a great idea. I think that's the most sandboxed idea of just, like, I just love the idea if I can do whatever the fuck I want.
Yeah.
Are you looking forward to any games other than 76?
I'm looking forward, yeah, to a couple. I'm looking forward to 76. I'm looking forward to Pokemon Let's Go.
I'm going to give it a try.
I'm very excited for it.
What is it for? Is it just for the...
It's for the Switch.
It's for the Switch?
Yeah. And I also really want Smash Ultimate.
Okay.
Because I really like Smash. I think it's really fun. What else am I looking forward to? There was something else that I saw a trailer for that I was like, Yeah, I should probably put money aside for it, but I completely forget what it is. Oh, of course Kingdom Hearts, because...
Oh, is that actually going to come out? Yeah. For real?
For real. Kingdom Hearts 3, my heart hurts so much.
Do you have the remaster of, like, all of the Kingdom Hearts before it?
I have a lot of them.
Because Kyle, shout out to Kyle, come back in the podcast, was telling me he bought for the PlayStation this, like, Ultra Edition that had, like, the Game Boy games on it or something.
Yeah, I have a couple of those.
I want to try it.
Which
I feel like I'm Kingdom Hearts. I feel like I'm not going to appreciate it because I didn't grow up with it.
Yeah, I mean, you should probably start with Kingdom Hearts 1. Of course, like, it would make most sense to start with Kingdom Hearts 1, but it's a little bit dated. It aged okay. Kingdom Hearts 2, I think, is still a very good game, and I think anyone should play it.
I mean, I'll try anything twice.
Mickey Mouse, come on the podcast.
I'm really only looking forward to, and I just thought of it now, that new Spider-Man game.
Yeah, it looks cool.
Because it's supposed to be, one of my favorite games of all time is Arkham City. And it's supposed to be like Arkham City, but Spider-Man.
Cool.
So.
I wonder if there's going to be a pizza minigame.
Fucking.
That music was terrible.
Oh, yeah. But they probably threw it in last minute.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to the new Spider-Man. I think it's just called The Amazing Spider-Man.
Did you see the special PlayStation? It's all red that has the white spider on it.
No! It looks so fucking cool. Really?
Yeah.
Where did you see that?
The person that I sit next to at work is going to get one. He's going to trade in his PlayStation and get one of these.
Fuck.
It's so freaking cool.
Oh, fuck. I kind of want to do that.
Yeah, look it up. It's so cool.
But how am I going to... If I upload everything to the cloud, does it come with a red controller? Like a Spidey controller?
Probably.
Fuck. Oh, fuck.
It looks so cool. It has a 500 gig SSD.
That's it?
Yeah, but like it's expandable.
Is it a Pro? Or is it a regular? Because the Pros come with a terabyte.
I think it's a Pro. I don't know. I thought it might be
a
terabyte.
Or a Slim.
We can look it up.
We'll look it up after the show.
Yeah. It's so cool, though. The skin is so cool.
I think that comes out first. After Spider-Man comes out, we get the long-awaited, the illustrious, the dusty Red Dead 2.
Ooh, yeah.
I can't fucking wait.
See, I never grew up with it, but I really want to play it.
Oh, you know what you should do? I was talking to my buddy TiVo. Shout out to TiVo. Come on the podcast. He got PS Now.
Yeah.
He told me it's $10 a month. And there's a bunch of PS3 games on it. I'm thinking about getting it like a few weeks before Red Dead 2 comes out, just to play Red Dead 1. Just to like get everything from it, just to do the main story.
That came out for PS2, right?
No. PS3 and Xbox 360. That's a phenomenal game. That's like my top 8.
Yeah?
Yeah. Maybe top 5, but like, yeah.
See, I thought Red Dead came out for PS2.
No, God no. Bully came out for PS2. That's what I'm excited about.
Bully is like one of my favorite games.
Because it's
such a good game.
I don't think we're going to get another Grand Theft Auto for like a year or two. Maybe 3 or 4, honestly. Because they're going to milk the fuck out of GTA Online. GTA Online
is still going strong.
No, I know. It's made over $1 billion. Get the fuck out of here. What are you kidding me? $1 billion?
Yeah.
You know how much every Star Wars movie has made? Every single main like numbered Star Wars has made $2 billion.
Each?
Each has made $2 billion. GTA... We were still in high school. Did you go to the day it came out? I didn't go to the midnight, but I went the day it came out.
No, I didn't.
I went with Dom. Shout out to Dom. Come on the podcast and like 3 other people.
Yeah.
And Dom was... I was 17 at the time and Dom was 18. I'm 22 now. Yeah. So fucking 9, 10, 4 or 5 years ago?
Yeah.
4 years ago came out? I'm not good at math. I went to public school. If that's wrong, fuck me. Dom didn't... He was 18. I was 17. And the guy's like, I can't sell this to you. I was like... But my brother, I was like, can he just, like, get it for me? He's like, he's your brother? I'm like, yeah. He goes, then why do you guys have two different last names? I'm like, we're from different marriages. And he's like, all right. Like, I was quick with it. I felt really good about myself. But I remember when GTA 5 came out, I didn't do anything but play that.
I actually had a run-in with GTA 5 earlier this year where I played it for, like, 3 weeks straight.
Really?
Yeah, it was just when I had come home from Croatia.
Oh, I remember that!
I just kept playing it. I'm just like, I don't know what I'm doing.
Did you beat it?
No, I still have to do the big one.
Oh, so you're at the end.
Yeah. I've never done the big one.
Have I?
I've never done it.
Really?
Yeah.
No shit. Just do it. It's like a 20-minute thing.
Yeah. In and out. 20 minutes.
Yeah.
I want Bully 2. I want Bully 2.
I'm hoping so we're going to get Red Dead and they're going to announce Bully 2. I think Bully 2 would be a lot of fun because now people think cyberbullying's a thing. So I think it'd be a lot of fun to play with that.
Yeah, I'd like to see how they would integrate something like that.
Yeah. Like, imagine, like, just whipping out your phone and texting Petey. And be like, fuck you, Petey. Like, you know, like, probably, you'd probably play as, like, Jimmy's kid. Or Jimmy would wind up working at the school, and you'd, like, see him, and he would, like, he'd be the old man! No, he'd be the old man behind the bus!
Yes!
Looking for the transistor. or a janitor. Yeah, I could see Jimmy being there, and I could see, like, Gary kind of, not Gary, but Petey showing up. Gary would be in jail. You could probably find Gary at the sane asylum.
Yeah.
Just, that's gonna, that's
I'd love to see a 4K Bulworth. Think how beautiful.
Think about how realized that could actually be. Make the hallways feel grand.
Make the actual, like, campus be a campus.
Yeah. Holy shit. And there's more than, you know, Bully had a lot of people in it. Because, like, all the NPCs were, like, it wasn't duplicate people. Like, Grand Theft Auto has, like, duplicate people that'll show up.
Yeah.
All of the NPCs, other than the adults might have been some duplicates.
They're a little bit cookie cutter.
But the kids, there was,
they
like,
were all unique.
60
yeah.
kids. Which doesn't seem like a lot, but on a PS2 game,
yeah,
it's a lot.
Man, I want to play Bully now.
Yeah. Bully's a fucking great game.
And that just like, boom, 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 boom. Like, it was just such a good, like, overworld theme just to run around with.
I remember playing that game.
The controls were tight, too.
Yeah.
I remember the controls being really tight.
Yeah. I bought it on the PS4, and I remember it's a little like,
it aged.
Yeah, but like, that game aged like a beer. You know how someone says, like, oh, it aged like a fine wine. It got better with age. Like an older woman, right? It aged like a beer in the sense that, like, it didn't change. Like, the label looks dated.
Yeah.
But you could drink it and it would taste like a beer.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I guess, yeah.
I don't know. That's a fucking... I'm looking forward to three games. Spider-Man, Red Dead, 76. And... I'm honestly probably not going to pick up Spider-Man right away.
You want to, like, let it run its course a little bit.
Because I don't know the date it comes out. And I think it's September. And if it's not September, it's October. Red Dead comes out 2 weeks before, or maybe it comes out like 20-something, October 20-something. And 76 comes out November 14th.
Okay.
So I don't really want to bang out Red Dead 2 in 2 weeks, but I'm going to have to.
You're going to need to, like, power play it.
Yeah. I want to see all the nuance and the little shit, but...
You've got Fallout to
like,
to
when that comes
with.
Out, that's it. Like,
actually, another thing I'm excited for is the beta. Break It Early Test application.
Yeah, I don't consider that a game, but yeah, sure.
I'm also excited for, way down the line, next Elder Scrolls.
All right, 2235.
Yep, and I'll probably buy the new Rage.
Really?
I'll probably buy it.
Why?
Because I like the way it looks.
Really? That's all you need to be sold on?
Yeah, and I want to play it.
So you really want to try Rage?
Yeah, I really want to try it. I think the color palette looks cool, and I think the controls look so tight.
Really?
Yeah, I just think it looks really... It's a different brand of Apocalypse than I'm used to.
Yeah.
A little bit more Mad Max-y.
Yeah.
But with a can of spray paint.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to try it. I never played Rage 1, so...
I didn't hear a lot of good things about it, honestly.
This new one looks cool, though.
It looks cool.
I'm not going to get any of the special editions or anything, but, like, I'll pick
How
up this
Steam version.
How do you
feel about
special
editions?
I'm into it.
Yeah?
You know about my thing. I think video games should be more money. We've already talked about this.
No, I know, but, like, you're not paying... You're paying for the physical merchandise.
Yeah, but...
I paid $200 for a fucking helmet.
The wholesale on creating that helmet is not... It's not there.
I mean, how much do you think that helmet's going
to
cost?
To
like,
create?
Like, parts. Yeah.
Parts?
The game
I don't
is
know.
60, all right?
Yeah.
The game is 60, they threw in a bunch of skins and shit, and that's another, like, say, $10 worth of value, right?
Sure.
They threw in a map that glows in the fucking dark.
It glows in the fucking dark.
And a bunch of little minifigs, right?
Yeah.
So, even if to make all that plastic shit and the map only costed $50, let's just say the total comes out to, like, $150, $140, right? I don't mind throwing the extra money at it.
Yeah, that extra money... In the end of the day, it's going to go to Bethesda. It's going to go to
creating
better games.
It's going to go to the manufacturer for the fucking helmet.
Yeah, but it all is going to trickle back to Bethesda, and it's going to go to making better games. It's going to go to making our stories.
Yeah.
That's why for games that I love, I always buy special editions. Because I know that though the wholesale on creating those collectible parts is not like a lot, that extra money is going to go where it needs to go.
The new Spider-Man game has a special edition that doesn't even come with the game.
That's, I'm good.
I hate that. They did that with Doom. Doom had like a $120 special edition that came with one of the creatures from Doom.
Yeah.
His figure. And it's like, all right, but I don't get the fucking game with it.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think Wolfenstein did it too. Come on, Bethesda.
I don't think I like that.
No.
That sounds like a bait and switch.
Destiny did it. Red Dead's doing it too.
Yeah, Red Dead's doing it too.
Red Dead's doing a $100-something box. It doesn't come with the game. That's an add-on. It's an added thing.
I'd rather they just say, hey, this is a $170 box and you get the game.
Because I think they're apprehensive to people going, well, I don't want to pay $300 for a special edition.
Yeah.
I just spent on... Oh, shit, Rich. I forgot about. I just spent on 76. I could have bought another PlayStation. Like, I could have bought a used PS4.
Yeah.
With what I spent for 76. I'm not proud of it.
But you need it.
But I need it.
Yeah.
I need to wear that helmet while I play a game. Now, someone's going to find out how to mod it so you can hook up a headset and you can fucking wear it as you play your PlayStation.
Fucking easily. Someone's going to stick some VR in that shit.
Son. It doesn't even... Oh, my God.
You can't fucking say something like that. Why would I say that? Because now it has to happen.
Yeah, you spoke it into existence.
Yeah. So I think it's time to call it a wrap.
I think that's what we should do.
Cool.
You want to plug anything?
Of course, I would like to plug Shane Ivers. He created Feather Duster. It's our intro music. If you want to get that song and put it in your podcast or other various projects, you can find it at silvermansounds.com/freemusic/Feather Duster. Anything else you would like to say, sir?
Where can they find you, my friend?
They can find me at DeclanDN on Twitter.
You can find me at TheBoogans, all capitals, the_Boogans on Twitter. And you can also find the show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Atomic Radio Hour.
Remember to tweet us at the show with any of your feedback or questions or comments and use the hashtag Atomic Radio Hour.
Other than that, I think we're pretty,
We're golden, pony boy.
Yeah, we are. Yeah, we fucking are.
We found some holotapes.
Would you look at that?
We should share some of them.
Let's play that one.
This one?
Yeah. No, wait, the one over.
Yeah, maybe. Oh, yeah, let's play it.
Medical Notes by Victor J. Steinman, October 9th, 2285. I got some reports. The supermutant called Krogar C. Fistula. He's an ex-Brotherhood of Steel member. He has a weird fascination on the human buttocks. I've been studying him for some time. He has a weird fascination with his imaginary friend named Bob, and it seems to drive his instincts. I'm going to keep an eye on him for some time, but I think I might have something to help him out. He also wears a weird cowboy hat. I can't really tell what color it is, but I think I'll befriend him for some time. I'm going to watch the other members of this group, too. End log.